His Majesty, 32. Worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from His throne unto His horn, His anthem praise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from His throne unto His horn, His anthems raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all good morning. Are you glad to be here? Good. I am too. Good to see you all this morning. Beautiful morning once again. So welcome to our worship service today. A few announcements I have to mention before we go on with that. First of all, the confirmation parents and kids, I think you all know that we have a meeting after church today just to go over some things as classes will be starting on September 1st. So it's coming right up. School here in Menno starts this week, Wednesday. The summer goes so fast, doesn't it? Another announcement regarding church cleaning. So, well, let me say first of all before that, a big thank you again this week. A lot more got accomplished. Pretty much everything is done, social hall, all the classrooms. The only thing that's not tiled yet is the kitchen. The cove base has to be done, and there's a lot of touch-up work. But for the most part, it's done. Praise the Lord, and thank you to all that have been helping. So on that note, we'll come back to church cleaning, which usually happens after vacation Bible school. So a lot of you probably got a letter in the mail yesterday, if not yesterday, then maybe tomorrow, that will talk about the church cleaning assignments. We thought we'd send it out that way. Some of you that have typically been in the Sunday school rooms, Sherry Fryer and Jennifer Herbold have been cleaning a lot of that as the tile has been done. So you probably got moved to a different section of the church for this year. So please pay attention to that letter when it comes. It's not a bill in the mail. Also, yesterday morning, we had several guys helping over at the parsonage to pour the cement slab for the storage shed over there, which, praise the Lord, we're very excited about that. And thanks to all that were there yesterday helping. So the rest of the announcements, I'll let you read as you have time. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we come this day to worship you in all of your greatness and your majesty and your power. Father, as we think about heaven and your throne and all of the angels there worshiping before your throne and all of the saints who've gone on before us who are there, many of our loved ones who are there worshiping you in all of your majesty, we can only imagine what that is like. And when we get there ourselves, we will know. But Father, we are here on this earth as your children and your people to worship you in spirit and in truth. And so as we sing your praise, as we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would help us to worship as we should. With all of our heart, with all of our soul and strength and mind, we lift our voices and our lives to you and thank you for this day, another day that we can gather here in your presence in this sanctuary as brothers and sisters in Christ. And so thank you, Lord, for filling this place with your glory this day. In Jesus' name, amen. And so we'll stand and sing our opening hymn, number 63, All Creatures of Our God and King. Let's stand, please. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, Thou silver moon with softer gleam, oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thou rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise Him, Alleluia. Thou rising morn in praise rejoice, ye lights of evening find a voice, oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thou flowing water pure and clear, make music for thy Lord to hear. Alleluia, Alleluia. Thou far so masterful and bright, Thou givest man both warmth and light. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And all ye men of tender heart, forgiving others, take your part. Oh, sing ye Alleluia. Ye who long pain and sorrow bear, praise God and on Him cast your care. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Let all things their Creator bless, and worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him, Alleluia. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. 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 Amen. And so we do praise him. Take a moment, greet those around you, please, before you're seated. We will have our sharing of joys and concerns here this morning. Just want to acknowledge a couple special guests here. Patrick Ireland is with us today, and his mom, Darlene. Yeah, welcome. Good to have you. Amen. Patrick serves as a chaplain in the United States Army. They're currently down at Fort Leavenworth, but a change is coming, though.
Yes, probably going to work in a hospital somewhere.
Okay, work in a military hospital. All right, get the assignment in the next couple months. And Darlene is in the process of moving to Freeman.
Yes.
It's good to see you. God bless you. Certainly prayers for Haiti. If you watched the news, you saw they had a major earthquake there yesterday morning. Actually, our niece Peyton was there for the last 10 days doing a summer school teaching and flew out yesterday. It was the epicenter was in the area near where Mission Haiti's compound is, a little more west of there, so there was not too much damage right where they are at. Thankfully, she was back in Port-au-Prince at the airport, or on her way to the airport when this all happened. But they, you know, that's that little island there, and they have a lot of struggles always. So remember them in your prayers, and certainly Afghanistan, too. We see what's happening there, and the women and children especially, very difficult time over there. Otherwise, let me see. I had a wedding yesterday at Yankton. That was Heidi Walter and Chris James. And so I didn't get that in the bulletin. I missed that. But a congratulations to them and their families. We want to pray for our school children, the kids. As I said, we start. I think Freeman does too. I'm not sure what day Scotland starts, probably this week. The 19th, the day after us. So, and kids will be going back to college too. Young people, not kids, okay? So, we pray for all of them. Anything else? Oh, excuse me, over here. David. We need some rain. Yes, we desperately do. Amen. We continue to pray. Other ones over here? Okay. Oh, yeah. Cassie. Yeah, absolutely. Prayers for Jessica Schaefer. This is Travis's wife. I have that correct, right? Galen and Connie's son, Travis, his wife, Jessica. Yeah, she is battling cancer. A young mother, three kids, or? Okay, all right. Okay, thank you. Over here? Yes. Well, congratulations to you. Marvin and Agnes Toom, they're from Scotland. Glad you're visiting today. Celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary on Friday. God bless you. That's exciting. Yeah.
Just pray for the teachers and all the staff, too.
Yes, we pray for the teachers and the staff as well. Absolutely. Okay, anybody else? All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love for us that is so incredible. Thank you that we can share this time as a congregation together. We thank you for Marvin and Agnes here celebrating 60 years of marriage. What a blessing. Thank you for the health and strength that you continue to give them. And we pray for many more years together. Lord, we lift up Jessica and Travis Schaefer. Challenges there in her life, in their lives with this cancer. We lift her up to you, Lord, and we ask for healing throughout her body. I don't know all the details, but you do, and that's what matters. You are the great physician, and we look to you for your power to be mightily at work with what medical science is doing, but together with your power that is far greater than all. Father, give them strength for this journey. We know that you're walking with them through it as you are their shepherd, the good shepherd. So thank you for being with them. We pray, Lord, for, I'll lift up two unspokens, one that's in the hospital right now that is in a big need of your help as well. Another young man that's going through quite a challenge with his health. We lift him up to you and his family. Thank you for, Lord, just drawing all of these individuals close to your side as you hold them in your everlasting arms. We pray, Lord, for some of these countries around our world, Haiti, extreme poverty there, and then suffering a large earthquake yesterday. Be with those people. Be with that little country. Be with all the missionaries that are over there proclaiming your gospel and building schools for those children. We ask your mercy upon that island. We pray for the people of Afghanistan too, and we just lift that whole situation up to you, Father, and ask for your will to be done there. We thank you for the wedding yesterday evening, for blessing Heidi and Chris and their lives together. Lord, we do lift up our teachers, our staff at the schools here in Menno, Freeman, Scotland, all the surrounding communities. We pray for our students as they start back to school this week, and the parents as they get everything ready and adjust to a new routine and a new schedule. Thank you for our schools being good places of learning. Thank you for giving your angels charge over them all, that you surround our schools with your hand of protection. We pray for our college students as they head back, Lord. Let this be a time, yes, of learning, but also a time of growing in their faith and their walk with you. We pray that they would grow strong in you and in the power of your might, that they would be able to discern the difference between what is right from your word and what is against your word. We pray for the teachers and the staff in these schools. Thank you for ministering through them. Lord, you know the need for rain. We continue to lift it before you, Father. We trust you for it. We thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. We depend on it. This is your creation, and this is how you design things, Lord, to be refreshed by the life-giving rain. So we look to you for help in that regard. And as we pray that, as we pray for our nation, we continue to ask for a spiritual rain upon this land, which is we are in a drought spiritually in this nation, and we desperately need the life-giving rain of the Spirit of the living God to turn this nation's heart back to you and to your word. We thank you for that. Be with our troops, Father, and their families serving here at home and around the world. God bless them. We thank you for their dedication to you and to our nation. Thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to read from Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. We've been talking about faith in Hebrews chapter 11, talking about Abraham, the blessing that God gave to Abraham, which, of course, was the Jewish race of people, part of it. It was more than that. It was the race of people that Jesus would be born into, our Lord and Savior. But, you know, that the blessing of Abraham comes in the New Testament to us. Galatians 3:13, it says this, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. It's what he did on the cross, right? For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Again, the cross. He, Jesus, redeemed us in order, here it is, that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles. That's all of us, as far as I know, anyway. Might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Amen. So we do have the offering box in back. I don't mention that always, but a couple weeks ago there were some visitors and they said, and when I saw them later in the week, don't you guys take an offering? Well, the offering box is right back there. So let's stand and we'll sing the doxology, please. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, that Jesus, you came and you redeemed us. You set us free from the curse of the law. Thank you for that. Thank you for the blessings of Abraham, which are much, but number one is through him and his loins and through Jesus, our salvation, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. And that's why we're here today, because of that, because of what you've done, Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And so we worship you and we thank you for saving us and delivering us. And so we bring our offerings here, our tithes, into this storehouse with grateful hearts and thankful hearts, for you are our source and our provider, and we know that all we have is yours. Our lives, our wherewithal, our possessions, they are yours. Thank you for your goodness in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray together the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The children can come, please, for the Kingdom Kids time.
Good morning, boys and girls. Oh, that's a little weak. Good morning. That's better. Are you all ready for this week?
Yeah.
No, yes. Are you excited to go to school?
Yeah.
Yes, no. That's usually how it is. Sometimes the older you get, sometimes you might want to just have summer go longer, right? Yeah. Wazzle, did you guys buy some stuff for school this last week or a couple weeks ago? Some supplies? Because you have to have supplies. What kind?
A month ago.
Yeah, as soon as they came out. So what are some things that you bought that you're taking to school?
Scissors.
Glue
sticks.
Calculator.
Paper.
Notebooks.
Backpack.
Binders.
You have a lot of stuff you have to take to school, right?
Folders.
Well, I got some stuff, too, to take. Just about everything you guys talked about. Let's see. I got my folder here. I got my notebook. I got my glue. I have crayons. New crayons. What else? Okay, one more thing. And I have my scissors, too. And other stuff, too, that you all mentioned. Do you notice there's something? Pencils, right. There's something that I did on all of these. What did I do? I wrote my name because these things belong to me. They're mine, and I don't mind sharing. I'll share with you if you want to borrow them, but I have my name on them because they do belong to me. Now, did you put your name on your stuff? Yeah. Yes, you did. Because why? What? So you know that they're yours. If you borrow them, if you leave them somewhere, somebody can look and see that they belong to you. Well, do you know what, boys and girls? When you go back to school, I want you to remember that even though you have all these school supplies, they belong to you. Do you know who you belong to? You do. Yes, you belong to God. And that is something that you got to hold on to. Because sometimes school, there might be some, you know, might not be so easy or some situations may happen. And you got to remember, doesn't matter. I belong to God. And who will help you? God will help you. No matter what you face. And this is where we can find some of that. In Isaiah 43. God says, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, don't fear, for I have redeemed you. Jesus redeemed us. And I have summoned you by name. Here it is. You are mine. So we need to remember that when we go to school, whose we are. And then in John chapter 1, verse 12, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, Jesus, who believed in God, who believed in Jesus, he gave the right to become, here it is, children of, that's right, that's who we belong to. And when you go to school, I want you to remember that you belong to God, that God loves you, that he has a plan for your life. He wants you to go and to share and to show his love, to be kind, to be giving, and to tell others about him. And I got something that I'm going to give you from somebody that gave these gifts to you guys, to me to give out to you, that will help you remember that you belong to God. See, I'm wearing one right now. It's a bracelet, all right? Yeah, they were. You saw them, didn't you? Okay, so let's pray first, and then you can come up and pick one of these, and then you can get your paper, all right? Father, we love you so much, and we thank you that you give us all our supplies to go to school this week, but more so, let us help us to remember who we belong to, and that's you. All of us, wherever we're going, no matter what grade, no matter whether we're in college or wherever we're going, help us to remember we belong to you. And you will be with us, and you will be with these boys and girls, and you will help them in everything that they need help in. Help them, too, to share and to love and to tell others about you. And bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, come and get one. Just pick one.
Thank you, Ann. I think they say, what, Team Jesus? Yeah. We're going to sing number 447 while the kids are going back to their seats. Jesus loves the little children. You all know this one. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world. We must pray for all the children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. We must pray for all the children of the world. We must help the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. We must help the little children of the world. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank You. Thank You for our children here in this local church. You blessed us with such an incredible amount of children and young families, and we pray for them today, as it is a big responsibility as we endeavor to bring our children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Be with them. Give them wisdom. We pray that for us as a congregation as well. And we would stand upon Your word, that we would rightly divide Your word, the very living word of God that is living and active, that is sharper than any double-edged sword, that is able to divide asunder between soul and spirit and joint and marrow. Your word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our hearts. And so we thank You for it. Thank You for speaking to us today by Your word and by Your spirit. And I ask, Father, that You would speak through me to those gathered here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews 11, verses 20 through 22. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. That's where we're going to be today. But verse 22 says, by faith Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. That's pretty incredible. So I want to go back to Genesis chapter 48 and read the first 14 verses of that, and then the remaining verses, a lot of them are in the meditation part of your bulletin, but I'll read these 14 verses because who were these two boys of Joseph's? That's what we need to look at. Sometime later, Joseph was told, your father is ill. So he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, along with him. When Jacob was told, your son Joseph has come to you, Israel rallied his strength and sat up on the bed. Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz. Now, when that happened, then just a side note here, Jacob named that place Bethel. Bethel means the house of God. Okay, he appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and there he blessed me and said to me, I am going to make you fruitful and will increase your numbers. I will make you a community of peoples, and I will give you this land as an everlasting possession to your descendants after you. Now then, your two sons born to you in Egypt, before I came to you here, will be reckoned as mine. Ephraim and Manasseh will be mine. This is Grandpa Jacob talking, remember? Just as Reuben and Simeon were mine, those are two of Jacob's sons. Any children born to you after them will be yours. In the territory they inherit, they will be reckoned under the names of their brothers. As I was returning from Padan, to my sorrow Rachel died in the land of Canaan while we were still on the way, a little distance from Ephrath. So I buried her there beside the road to Ephrath, which that is Bethlehem. Let me give a side note on that real quick. So that, if those that have been to Israel, and when you go to Bethlehem, You see this, we didn't get to stop there, but you see the signs. This is where Rachel was buried. Okay? Going on to verse 8. When Israel saw the sons of Joseph, he asked, "Who are these?" "They are the sons God has given me here," Joseph said to his father. Then Israel said, "Bring them to me so I may bless them." Now Israel's eyes were failing because of old age, and he could hardly see. So Joseph brought his sons close to him, and his father kissed them and embraced them. Israel said to Joseph, "I never expected to see your face again, and now God has allowed me to see your children too." Then Joseph removed them from Israel's knees. Okay, you know, Israel and Jacob, that's the same guy, all right? There was a point where Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Verse 12, let me start there again. Then Joseph removed them from Israel's knees and bowed down with his face to the ground. And Joseph took both of them, Ephraim on his right toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh on his left toward Israel's right hand, and brought them close to him. But Israel reached out his right hand and put it on Ephraim's head, though he was the younger. And crossing his arms, he put his left hand on Manasseh's head, even though Manasseh was the firstborn. Then he blessed them, Joseph, and said. So that's where we'll stop here. I'll talk more about the coming verses. So these three verses, back to Hebrews, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, they're showing us, talking to us about the blessings of faith, the blessings of a life of faith. These three, they're demonstrating, and they are marked as men who demonstrated faith in the face of death, in their dying days. Remember, Isaac says, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Now, that we were on last Sunday. There was a time Isaac thought he was dying. He actually lived another probably 30 years after the event when he called Esau, his oldest, to him and said, "I'm dying. Go get this, kill some wild game, prepare a meal for me just the way I like it, and I'll give you the blessing." Remember, Isaac's wife heard this, and God had told her, even when these twins were in her womb, that Jacob was the one who would get the blessing. So there was a lot of deception that went on. I'm not going into all that today, but he gave Jacob the blessing. Okay, so we come to Jacob today. Jacob is dying. He lives to 147 years of age. He came down into Egypt when he was 130 years old. There's so much of their life that we skip over here. I hope you go back and read these accounts in Genesis. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons. He just had the two of them, Manasseh and Ephraim, at this point, as he leaned upon the top of his staff. Now, some translations say, as he leaned on the post or the head of his bed. Remember, he rallied himself when he heard they were there. We see that happen. Even today, you can see it happen. As I was thinking of this account, I couldn't help thinking, Milo Hauk, who just recently went home to be with the Lord, and it was just a day or two, day and a half before he died, that their granddaughter, grandkids, Jake and his wife Kinsey, brought their newest great-grandson, Augustine. Did you come with his middle name? Augustine Nicholas, to the Doherty Hospice House, and Milo was actually that day having a good day. It was his last good day, and it just reminds me of this. And here they placed this new great grandson in his lap in that hospital bed, and the picture of Milo's smile is very precious. And so that's what's happening here. This one verse, it skips over all of Jacob's life, which is incredible. Lots of trials happening, lots of things going on, and it focuses on his dying moments here and what he does and the blessings that he speaks, over them. This promise that God first gave to Abraham, I'm going to make you into a great nation. There's more to it than that, but the ending of it is through you all peoples on earth will be blessed. That's talking about Jesus. He reiterates that same blessing to Isaac. He reiterates, God does, the same blessing and promise to Jacob. To Jacob, it was when he was fleeing from his brother Esau. He gets so far, lays down at night to sleep. Remember, he puts that stone, that's his pillow. Could you imagine having a rock for your pillow? We are so blessed, aren't we? When you get to my age, you don't even want to camp in a tent on the ground anymore. At least most of us, maybe some of you do. He lays down and he has this dream. And he sees that stairway from earth to heaven. The angels of God are ascending and descending on that stairway. And at the top is the Lord himself, the Bible says. And Jesus speaks to him the promise of the covenant as well. So it's passed on to each generation. So today, letter A, I'm just getting there now, okay? God's ways are not man's ways. And really, we ought to know that, right? God's ways are not man's ways. In Isaiah 55, he says that in verses 8 and 9, God says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Now, that's important to know for us today as we live in this world system. Because if we're going to walk according to God's word, then we in many ways are going to be walking different than this world system. And boy, we sure ought to know that clearly. All the way through, we see it right at Cain and Abel. God had clearly showed Adam and Eve, because of their sin, there has to be a blood sacrifice. We've talked about that many times. Cain says, "I'm just going to bring the produce of my ground because I'm a farmer. I'm not going to go kill an animal for the sacrifice. I'm just bringing this first fruits." There is a time for that, yes, but this was not the time. Abel comes, he sheds blood from the flock and brings that as a sacrifice. Abel's offering was accepted, Cain's was not. Did Cain get mad? Oh yeah. Yeah, got mad. Yes. So then we go on to Noah of Hebrews 11, what we've been talking about, a preacher of righteousness. For 100 years he tried to tell the people, "You got to turn, this is not right." Said man's ways and thoughts were only evil all the time. We come up to Isaac with Jacob and Esau, I mentioned. Isaac, he thought the pattern according to the culture was the oldest boy gets the blessing. God said from the birth, no, this is going to be different. Jacob is going to get the blessing. Man's ways are not God's ways. His ways are higher. So even here with Ephraim and Manasseh, okay, I need my helpers, Anne and then Leah and Trent. If you come up here, please, real quick. They don't even know what they're doing. I just texted Ben this morning. I said, "I need them." They don't have to say anything, okay? You just get to stand here. All right, Leah, you're going to be Manasseh because you're the older one. So you come up on the steps here. Anne's going to, no, you face me. That's going to go on your back. Come up higher, up to the top. There you go. There you go. This is where you'll get to stand on your wedding day. Sorry. Okay, Manasseh's the older one. Ephraim, I'm Grandpa Jacob. Anne is going to be Joseph. So Joseph, see, remember, I can't see hardly at all. So Joseph thinks Manasseh is supposed to get the blessing because he's the oldest. So he, on purpose, brings them to Jacob in this way. Right? It's what we read. So what does Jacob do, led by the Spirit of God? He can't see. He even asks Joseph, who are these boys? He tells them. So he, stand close together, okay. I won't make you hold hands. Okay. All right. He goes like this. The right hand in Scripture is always the hand of blessing. Even in heaven, what in our Apostles' Creed, Jesus seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. The sheep and the goats, all through Scripture, the right hand is the hand of blessing. And so Jacob is operating because these blessings, it's not just a simple thing. These are prophetic, what is happening. He goes like this, and Joseph says what?
No, Father. This Manasseh is the one that needs should be getting your blessing.
Ephraim. Oh, yeah, you're right. Manasseh, Joseph says. Okay, so he tries to switch Jacob's hands, and Jacob says, no, this is how it is supposed to be. Ephraim gets the blessing. There will be a blessing for Manasseh, but the younger again, the older is going to serve the younger, all right? Just the visual of it. Thank you. A plus. That's what's happening here. Even though Manasseh was the firstborn, the blessing came to Ephraim. Important. Okay? Prophetic. Different than what they thought it should be? Yes. Yes. God's ways and thoughts are higher than ours, and His ways and thoughts are given to us right here. Now, I want to bring this up here, an example we're dealing with right today. You know, we just finished the Olympics, and there was some, you know, the hot button stuff now is the whole transgender thing, right? When I talk about this, what I'm going to mention here, I am not saying in a hateful way at all, although I'm sure if someone would listen to this, oh, that's hate. No, that has nothing to do with it. There was this lady, Laurel Hubbard, from New Zealand, who was a weightlifter in the Olympics this year, born as a man, has transitioned to a female. And so here she is, born as a man, competing in the Olympics against women. So first, how's that even fair? I don't get it. I was looking this up. In 2019, she competed in these Pacific Games, which is, there's all these lower steps before the Olympics, and she won gold against the other women. Well, I would expect so. Things are so mixed up in our world sexually in this day and age. It just, the common sense is gone. What did Jesus said himself in the Gospel of Mark? At the beginning of creation, God made them what? Yeah. And he's not mixed up. He's God. But today, it's like on the subject of sexuality, anything goes. Now, how did she do it, Tokyo? Well, she didn't place. Her appearance lasted just 10 minutes. You get three tries for those lifts, and they were all ruled a no lift because of whatever happened. But I looked up. It says up until 2004, the transgender athletes were not allowed to participate in the Olympics. Now they can. A female transitioning, it's crazy to talk about this even. Why do I have to talk about it? Let me say this. Because we are being bombarded day in and day out by the world that this is all wonderful and to be celebrated. And so if I'm not saying anything, I mean, I think we all know here, but where are our kids going to know what's right and what's wrong? And even you hear in other states in the school, the education system, they're wanting this taught to the children. How can children decide, oh, I know I'm born a boy, but I think I want to be a girl? It's sad. It is very sad. I'm not saying it out of hate or to anything. I'm saying it out of love. Why do you discipline your children? Because you love them, right? You tell them the difference between right and wrong. Whatever happened to just being a tomboy and having it as that? So back to the Olympics here. Females transitioning to male, they can compete without any restrictions, I suppose. But the vice versa, males transitioning to females, there's all kinds of stuff, the rules that they are having to make. The testosterone level has to be below a certain number. And this word the kids probably don't even know, so I'm going to say it. They have had to have gone through the genital changes surgically in order to do this. And I mean, it just is beyond ridiculous. God loves us and He created us as we are, male and female. Okay, God's ways are not man's ways. His ways are higher. So we're going to have this clash as we walk and live for the Lord. We're going to have it. We stand our ground. We pray for them. We love people, right? Yes. Okay, letter B. Let me go on here. The first was God's ways are not man's ways. Letter B, we seek spiritual blessings before worldly success. Seek spiritual blessings for our kids, for our grandkids, ahead of worldly success. Matthew 6:33, we probably all know that verse. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things, all these other things will be added unto you. See, you got to realize Ephraim and Manasseh, they were born to the second most powerful man in all of Egypt, Joseph. He was second only to Pharaoh himself. They lived in luxury of that day. They were educated with the best world's education system that there was. They had servants that attended to their every need. Naturally, worldly speaking, they had it made. But what Jacob's blessing to them, and we'll read it here in just a minute. It wasn't about, oh, may you boys be blessed with all the wealth of Egypt and all the goodness that it has to offer. No, it wasn't that. It was a spiritual blessing for their lives to walk with the Lord. And that should be number one blessing above all. The blessing of Abraham. They're far better. The blessings of Abraham. Heaven is far better than whatever this world can offer. Here it is, Genesis 48, starting in verse 15. I didn't read this this morning in the main text. This is out of the Amplified. As he's got his hands on these two boys, crisscrossed. May the God before whom my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, walked in faithful obedience. The God who has been my shepherd, leading and caring for me all my life to this day. I love that phrase. That should be our confession and prayer. The God who has been my shepherd, leading and caring for me all of my life to this day. And he goes on praying over these boys. And the angel, capital A, in your Bibles. Capital A, that means it's talking about God Himself, the Lord Himself. And may the angel, that is the Lord Himself, who has redeemed me continually from all evil, may He bless these boys. And may my name live on in them. May they be worthy of having their names linked with mine and the names of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and may they grow into a great multitude in the midst of the earth. That was the blessing. Now, in our minds, I mean, if we were those boys and listening to this, we'd be like, whoo, wow. You know where they grew into the multitude? In the next 300 plus years in slavery and bondage in Egypt. God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. That, really? That's where we're going to grow into this multitude? Because I've told you, you go down at least, and then it's at least 300 years of bondage before Moses comes on the scene and leads them out, some 2 million people strong. And then another 40 years in the wilderness, and then finally, they come into the promised land. That's the blessing that he gave to them. As we're raising our children, grandparents, as you're involved in your grandchildren's lives, it's important to do the very same thing as you pray with them, pray over them, God's blessings upon their life. Could it be prophetic? It could be. We don't know how it's all going to play out, but you can certainly pray blessings and protection upon them and should. God, he said, who has been my shepherd all my life long, and the angel who has redeemed me continually from all evil, may he bless these boys. Now, there's examples of this ongoing. One of the more recent ones that I can recall is with Belva. And sorry about the tears, but I just want to share this. I shared it at her funeral. She passed in January of 2020, Belva Heckenleibel. At 59, that's how old I am, if you didn't know. After a long battle with cancer, 8, 9 years, whatever it was. And after her passing, as the kids went through things, they found letters. And one of those she wrote to her grandchildren. And kids, there's a bunch of them back here today. I hope you read those and reread them. That's just powerful. I'm going to read a part of it. I'm going to take this off. To my grandchildren, you know how much I love you all. I am so happy, and it makes my heart happy that you all live your lives for our Lord and Savior. That's where the focus is, on her closing comments to those kids. It's so good to see you all in church when I could still go, when I could still make it to church. I missed so much going to church. It was not the same watching it or listening to it. She says some other things in there. She closes this. I am so proud of each and every one of you. You've all grown to have your own wonderful personalities. I know that you will all do wonderful in your life. Just keep your life focused on our Lord and Savior. That's a blessing coming from a grandma to her grandchildren that they, I'm sure, will cherish all the days of their lives. She knew. Now, we don't always know when that day is coming, and I'm not saying you all have to write letters. It's as God leads you. But how powerful that is to speak that over those kids' lives. That's what was happening here. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons. So there were just the two at that time. And worshiped as he leaned on his staff. He worshiped the Lord God. After he had blessed those two guys, sorry, I was going to look up how old they were. I just ran out of time on that to try and find that. Then he called all the sons in. Remember, he had 12. Remember that? With the 12 tribes of Israel. So when He blessed them all. You could read that in Genesis chapter 49. You find Ephraim and Manasseh's name in there. Well, then that gets more to 12, more than 12, doesn't it? Yeah. But he told Joseph, he's taken Joseph's name out, putting Ephraim and Manasseh's name in. So isn't that 13? Yep, if you're with me, it's 13. Well, where does the 12 come? The tribe of Levi. That was the priestly tribe. They did not get an inheritance of land. So 12. He speaks over all 12 of them. You can read those blessings, as I said. So don't be shy about praying over your kids and your grandkids, even when they are with you. Not every day, but when they're with you, if they're on your lap, bless them, bless them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the examples of your word, the truth of your word. Help us, those that are grandparents here, some great grandparents, Lord, give them creative ideas with their grandchildren, how to bless them. As parents, Lord, give us creative ideas how to bless our children according to your word. It's so powerful. Thank you for these examples of faith from your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 480. Only trust him. Let's stand as we sing this. 480. Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord. And he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now. For Jesus shed his precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. Plunge now into the crimson flood that washes white as snow. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now. Yes, Jesus is the truth, the way that leads you into rest. Believe in him without delay, and you are fully blessed. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now. Please receive the benediction. And now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. There's a prayer for our nation. We sing, God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Cindy, for the beautiful music. For the confirmation, parents, once everybody's ushered out, we'll just meet in the back here on this side for a little bit. Have a wonderful day.